there, you're not allowed to do melacha on the second day Yom Tov. Mefnei shinu ha-machloikis. Because it's in the cause of machloikis there. Since there, then noig 2 days Yom Tov, like in America, so that if an Eretz Yisraelic person comes here and does melacha on the second day, he'll cause a machloikis. So Rashi says, b'yishav le'avidna, melacha b'yom tov sheni, hoyo v'noga by iser, since here, like in America, in that city, the minig was not to do melacha the second day Yom Tov, lo yashane li'aneim es ha-minig. I'm not allowed to change in front of them, that will cause a machloikis. So Taisa speaks out here, and adiz alocha afilu b'tzina. Even privately, you should not do a melacha. V'afilu daita lachzer. Even if you have das to go back home, so really when you have like an Eretz Yisrael, like a person has das to go back home, he doesn't have to keep the chumras of America. The layev shal, the teretz is still, he can't do it because it causes a machloikis. The layev shal l'mlocha b'tzina k'moy shadvorim. To do melacha work, b'tzina doesn't go. Whenever you start to do real work, even if privately, people will find out about it. Now, there are certain things that you could do privately that nobody would see you do, that are easy allowed to do. Maybe to light a match, and that's all that a person would be allowed to. But go into the room privately, nobody sees him there, he'd be allowed to light a match. Because that's not going to cause people to find out about it. But like to drive a car, or to do real malacha, that even though you try and do it privately, eventually people will find out that you did the malacha, therefore you're not allowed to do malacha where people live. Neshina machlokes. Why? Because you're going to cause a machlokes. But midbar mai, what about if I go out of the place where the people live in the midbar, or out of the place where people live? Can I do malacha there or not? Omalei, he answered back, this is where Rabbami Paskin, b'yishuv osur. If you're in a place where you didn't live, people will see you and you cause the machlekes, it's also to do malacha there. But midbar mutter, if you're outside in the midbar, outside the outskirts of the town, that nobody will see you there you're allowed to do malacha. Because Mi'ikar Adin, since you have das to go back to Eretz Yisrael, back to your place, you don't have to keep the chumra of this mokum. It's only you shouldn't do melacha there, not to cause fights, not to cause machlokes. So if you're in a place that nobody lives there, then it's mutter. But once you're in the yisha where people live, even though you want to do it privately, still a melacha you should not do. Because like Taisa says, a melacha is not possible to do b'tzina, people will find out about it. And it will cause the machlokes. Right, the Rav Nosson Bar Asi, Ozal, Mibei Rav Lepumpadisa. The Yom Tov Sheni Shel Aseres. His Rav Nosson Bar Asiya went on the second day Yom Tov. He walked Chusle Tchum. He went from Bei Rav, from his yeshiva, Lepumpadisa to Pumpadisa, which was out of the Tchum. So he was Mazalz Lechur on Yom Tov Sheni. He walked Chusle Tchum on Yom Tov Sheni. Is Shamtei Rav Yosef. Yosef put him into Shamtei. That's a Chomadik, a Oynish. That's like a Klola. Bezdin gave him a Klola. They cursed him. Omalei Abayis said to him, Volingdei Mar Negidi, why didn't you just give him Malkus? Why did you give him such a Chomadik Oynish? Like putting the Sham to your Klola, you should have just given him Malkus for this. See, into the back, Omalei Adifa Avdilei. And it's true, I did the more stricter thing. As this is something, a terrible Avera, that he was Mazalzel and Yom Tov Sheni, and he did Ibaltas Midrabonin, and your Mazalzel, you make fun of it, people come to learn out the Mazalzel and all Mitzvahs Rabonin, so they gave a very strong Oynish here. Adak gave him the better Oynish, which is given this Klola. The Marovo, because in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnei Anagida, the Dvar Beirav. It's like a truth. Somebody, Beirav or Yeshiva, somebody in Yeshiva did something wrong, they appointed people to give him Malkus. For Le Mimnei Ashamtui, but nobody wanted to be appointed to give somebody a Klola Shamtui, because that's a more Chomadik or Einish. That's a more stricter punishment. And they didn't want to give the stricter punishment. But here, he wasn't afraid, he gave the stricter punishment. He held it was Kedai to do it. Rashi says, the Talmud Shesach, the Talmud did things wrong, they got a few people together to give him Malkus mit Rabbonim. But not to put him into Nidu and to give him a Klola. Because to give somebody a Klola curse, that's more strict. They were afraid not to do it to a Talmud, somebody learning in Yeshiva, they never wanted to give him a Klola. And Ikadiyami, some said it was just the opposite here. Ikadiyamri, Nagdeya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef only gave him Malkus. He did not give him this Klola, but rather he only gave him Malkus. So Omalei Abayi Nishamtimar, why? Why did he give him the lesser, just the Malkus? Why didn't he give him the more stricter one instead of giving him a Klola? The Rav Shmuel Diyamra Tavayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said, Menadin al Shneyem Tavim Shagolius. We should know we do put somebody into Nidui. If somebody is Mazalzel, somebody like America, doesn't keep 2 days Yom Tov, he's Mazalzel in the Indian of Yom Tov Sheni, the Rabbonin are very strict about that, and they put him into a Klola, they give him Shamtui. Here also, this Talmud was Mazalzel in Yom Tov Sheni, he walked. chutz l'tchum on Yom Tov Sheni, why didn't he give him the more strict arrangement? He should have given the klala. Amalei, so he answered back, Hani mili in ishti alma. When do we give somebody the more stricter einish punishment? That's a regular person. Abachacham hacha tsumim rabbanan hu detavalei avdi. But here, since this was talent, he was a yeshiva bacha. He was learning in yeshiva. It says so. He was a talmud chacham tsumim a young rabbanan. So they didn't want to give him the stricter punishment. They gave him the better punishment, just the malchus. What's the right? This is better. The marov because Neretz Yisrael mimnei anegadato. People used to appoint themselves to be part of the committee to give somebody malchus, to vei barav for a talmud that did something wrong. But nobody wanted to be appointed to give somebody a klola. That's a more stricter punishment, and they didn't want to do that. Here also, but since it was a get to a talmud chacham, they didn't want to give him the stricter range. But I call upon him, you shouldn't be mazalzel in Yom Tov Sheni.
Isn't Kon Yosef only drabanan?
Right.
So what I could say was drabanan, drabanan.
So what? They still ask it though. Yom Tov Sheni yazul chumis drabanan also. That's part of the zilzul here.
But that's the reason I think.
Not more. Right. The Mishnah says another case of the Yisachim, we go to Chumra one place to another place. Ki yetsa boy. Ha moilach peris shvius. On shvius, halacha is like this. That you're not allowed to plant the seventh year shmita, you're not allowed to plant. But let's say fruit tree, they give off fruits by themselves, a real svichim, like one man yam, it's mutter teeth, the vegetables that grow by themselves, you're allowed to eat them on shmita. Until when? Until it comes to Zman HaBir. The Zman HaBir is, the Pasuk says, lehemtecha v'lachaya v'lachaya shev yatzechem. You're allowed to take the pears into your house and eat them. Kol zaman, there's still fruits on the trees in the fields that the animals could still eat it. When it comes to zaman, there was no more pears left in the fields. There's nothing left for the chayis to eat. That's called zaman habir. Then you have to take the pears out of your house and put them again outside in the fields. So machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what do you have to do b'shas bir? Rashi learns just take them outside and leave them there. I think Tosfos learns that Rashi learns you have to destroy them. Leave them outside, you can't use them anymore. Tosfos learns it just means you have to put them outside, that's all. But once they're outside, you could eat them further on. The Rambam also learns like Rashi. The Rambam learns, no, that it comes to Zman, that when there's no more fruits left on the fields for the animals, it becomes ostetidit, and you have to mamish burn it up. That's called Zman Habir, or we'll soon see. So in Eretz Yisrael, there are different places. Let's say you have apples. In your town, there's no more apples left on the trees. So now when it comes to me this year, you have to take all your apples out of your house and put them back outside. In another town, there's still apples on the tree. They're still allowed to eat their apples in the house on Shemitah. So that's the Mishnah says. The Kyoitzaboy Hamoilech Perish Shvius. Me mokim shekolo lo mokim shaloi kolo. Again, let's see what the Mishnah says again. Kyoitzaboy Hamoilech Perish Shvius. Me mokim shekolo. You left your town that there's no more apples left on the trees. Lamakim Shloikolu. You went to another city now in Eretz Yisrael. In this city, there are still apples left on the trees. And therefore, in this city, you should be allowed to eat it. Still, we tell you, no, you can't eat it, because you came from a place that you're not allowed to eat no more. Or the other way. Oimimakim Shloikolu. You left your city that there's still apples left on the trees. Lamakim Shloikolu. You went to a new place now that here there's no more apples left on the tree. Here's the Lacha Chayiv Levayu. You have to go to Chumrah and take both Chumrahs, either the place you left or the place you're going to, and you have to destroy now, put your parents outside, you can't eat them. Rabbi Yehuda Weiman, no. Seva Voloch HaFata. Yehuda could tell this new town, the people in this town, I'm going to eat them, and if you want to eat parents, you could also go. Go to the place I took my parents, and you could also eat them. So who Rabbi Yehuda is being Mekel, and he's telling the people, even though in your city right now where I'm going, there are no more fruits left in the tree, so what? I'm allowed to eat my apples. Because I brought these apples from a place that there are still apples left on the tree. And I could even tell these people here, if you want to eat apples, go to that city that I came from, take off apples from there and bring them back here. That's the chura what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So for the Gemara, for less than Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold? Hold the Tanan, that we learn in our Mishnah. Noistin olav chumrei hamokim shiotsim misham, for chumrei hamokim sholach lisham. There's such an Indian, we have to be machmor upon the person, that you have to take the chumras from the place you left, or from the place you're going to. Here, since you're going to a place in this new town, let's see, you went to Tveria, you know. In Tveria, there's no more apples left on the trees. It should be us if you eat the apples. So why is that Yehuda Mekel? Amar Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi. Milsa Achriti Kom Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is saying another thing. And this is what is going on. Vachi Koma. This is what Rav Yehuda meant to say. Oy, the Tanakhama says, Oy mi mokem shaloi kolu, lamokem shaloi kolu. You went from one place, you left from Yerushalayim, that there are no more apples left on the trees, and you went to Tveria now, another place, there are also no more apples on the trees. You left Yerushalayim, that there's still apples left on the trees. You went to Tveria now, this new town also still has apples on the trees. So everything should be mutter. It should be mutter for you to eat the apples. No, v'shoma, when you got to Tveria, you heard, she'akolo b'mkoymoy. You heard now that the place you left from Yerushalayim, now today there are no more apples left on the trees. Either Tanakama says, chayv levayir. In such a case, you also have to be mevayir. Even though when you left Yerushalayim, there were still apples left on the trees, you were allowed to eat your apples. And when you came to this new town, Tveria, there are also still apples left on the trees, so it should be mutter to eat it. Still, the Tanakama says it's also. Because right now, in Yerushalayim, there are no more apples left on the trees. So the people in Yerushalayim have to take now all the apples out of the house and bring it outside. So you also have to do that. Since you left Yerushalayim, you have to keep that chomer, the mokum you left. On this, Rabbi Yehuda, I know. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tseva bolocho af atom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's mutter for me to eat the apples. And if you want, though, you can also take the apples from the place I took it from. Why? Because mehecha the yasinu, from the place I took it. And what the Pshat of Yud is, you go at the time when I left. At the time I left Yerushalayim, there were still apples left on the trees. So at the time I left, like when I took the apples off the tree, it was mutatidit. So it was never chal nisra upon me. Now I went to a new mokim in Tveria, there were a lot of apples left on the trees. So Pshat of Yud, all this mutat for me to continue eating the apples. There's no chumri here of the mokim that I left. Because at the time I left, there was still mutat there. When does the Mishnah say you have to keep the chumra of the makom? If when you were living there were no more apples left on the trees, so you had to be machmir to take the apples out. Now if you go to a new place, you can't eat the apples there. But here, at the time you left Yerushalayim, it was still mutter, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from this chumra. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama.
Yeah.
So Morris, that's what I want to say. For the more this can't be. Lememri, you want to tell me to have Yehuda Lakula. According to this, Rabbi Yehuda is coming out to be Mekel. Komar. V'yomar Rabbi Lezer said, Loi omar Rabbi Yehuda el lechumra. Has he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah went to be Machmer upon the Tanakama. And the way you're saying it's a Kula. So Morris says like this. Ela Eipach. Eina Chayiv Levayir. You have to say that Tanakama holds in such a case, you're not Chayiv Levayir. Since at the time when you left Yerushalayim, the people could still eat the apples there. And now you went to Tveria. And in this place, they're also still eating apples. It's mutter, you're not chayav levayim. You have Yehuda, Yehuda is the one that says, no, tseva volocho afato mehechad yasinu. No, Rabbi Yehuda tells the person, these apples you brought from Yerushalayim. You should know, if you go back to Yerushalayim right now, v'kololuhu, right now in Yerushalayim, there are no more apples left on the trees. So anybody living in Yerushalayim right now has to take all his apples out of the house and bring it outside. So if you just said to this person also, since these apples came from Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim right now there are no more apples in the trees, so all the apples from Yerushalayim have to have the zman have beer, you also have to make a beer. That's what the Yehuda is saying, and Yehuda this way is going to Chumra. Abaye, Rav Abaye says, Lielim Kedektoni. I tell you, no, it's going to have to change around, but it's like we said before. Vochi Koma, this is what the Mishnah meant to say to Tanakama. Oy mi mokom shaloi kolu le mokom shakolu. You went to a place that you shlayim, that there's still apples left on the trees, and you went to a place shakolu. You went to Tveria right now, that in Tveria there's no more apples left on the tree. Ve'achziru lem kaimam. And now you went back, you took your apples again back to Yerushalayim. Ve'yadayim le kolu. And in Yerushalayim there are still plenty of apples left on the trees, that the people are allowed to eat it. Is ein chayav levayir. That's what the Tanakam holds. You don't have to take the apples out of your house now. Because since these apples, the beginning started out in Yerushalayim, even though you took it to Tveria, and in Tveria, true, there you're not allowed to eat them, because in Tveria, that mokum, they finished all the apples already. Still we say, though, when you bring it back to Yerushalayim, it becomes mutter. Because in Yerushalayim, it's mutter. We have Yehudu Aymano. Say, Vavolocho Afato Mehechad Yasinu. Yehudu tells this person, no, since you just went to Tveria, and there in Tveria, it's us to eat the apples, once you were there, you have that chumra, the mokum. So even though you come back to Yerushalayim, still you have to keep that chumra. V'kololuhu, because like we tell you, where did you just come from? You just came from Tveria. In Tveria, there are no more apples left on the trees there. There, the people are also to eat. So yes, of Yehuda's chumra, this person can't eat these apples now. Maskevla Ravashi Rav Yehuda. So Ravashi gets kashed Rav Yehuda. Oto agabo de chamra kaltinu. Like, what kind of svar is that? Just because your chamor, your donkey, carried these apples for you on his back and brought into Tveria, it's chaladin on these apples? Like, these apples originally started out in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there's still plenty of apple trees. So you're allowed to eat the apples there. True, you went with your donkey, you took it into Tveria, but now you came right back to Yerushalayim. So what should be wrong? What should be the chumra not to eat the apples in Yerushalayim? What should be wrong with this? Doesn't make any sense. Just the fact you brought the apples into Tveria for a day or two. So maybe, b'shash, you're in Tveria. True, I can understand, don't eat the apples. But now that you left Tveria and you came back to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, that's where it started out from, it's mutta to eat the apples. It should still be mutta. Elomar Ravashi. Ravashi said like this. Beplukta dani tenoi. I tell you, the machloikis of Yehuda and the Rabbona, now Mishnah, is told this machloikis tenoi. This not, we learned like this in Mishnah and Shvius. Tetnan. Hakoivesh shloisha kfosim bechovis. Somebody is like pickling three different type of vegetables. Hakoivesh shloisha kfosim, three different type of vegetables. You're pickling in the same chov in the same barrel. Shovis achas is Reb Lezer oimer oichlon alarishin. Reb Lezer holds negeit his shmita. So in the seventh year, you have a cucumber there, you have a tomato there, and you have a pepper there. So now, we're saying you're allowed to eat these vegetables. Kol zaman, there are still some vegetables growing in the field. As soon as it stops growing in the field, you're not allowed to eat them. Let's say the cucumber. That's the first one that's finished eating the fields. So really, the cucumber should be yosa to eat, but the tomato and the pepper should still be muta to eat. But the mice said that kovish, they're pickling together, the tam of the cucumber goes into the other two. So what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. You're only allowed to eat these three vegetables, kol zaman, the raw muta. But as soon as the first one, the cucumber, becomes also feet, you're not allowed to eat any one of these three. All three become also. We have Yeshua Imano Afalachron, just the opposite. You're allowed to eat the cucumber still, and you can eat the tomato still, until all three become also. Kol zaman, one is mutter, it's mutter teat. We'll soon see what the svar is. We have Gamliel Emer, Gamliel says, Kol shekola mino minasada yivay mino minachovis. Each one has its own halacha. Calls them out, when as soon as the cucumber stop in the field, you have to take this cucumber out and be mavair it. When the pepper stop in the field, you have to take the pepper out. When the tomato stop, you have to take the tomatoes out. Each one depends upon itself. The halacha kitvar, and the halacha is the way he says, the way this middle one says. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ha'akoyveh shloisha kvosim, shloisha mini yerek, three different type of vegetables, the chov yisakas in one barrel, shochemitz, you have vinegar there, you're pickling it. Oishel, seer, kadeliskayim. They used to do that to make it stay. They didn't have freezers or the refrigerators, so to keep it stay, they would pickle it. Is oichle mishloshton alarishin, al som smach harishin hamemayer liyos kol alachayim in asoda. As soon as the first one, there's no more left on the fields, the mishosh yichle echad meyem in asoda, shloshton asurin, the kavshayu mishavilukachad. Because since they're pickling together, the time of it goes into one or the other, so you all have time of the Yisr. So as soon as the first one, the cucumber, becomes Yisr, you can't eat any one. And the next one, Yama says, no, afal achroin, al smach min hakol achroin, v'oichlo mishloshtun, ay v'yafal pishe min hashnayim kol lechaya. So why is it mutter? The cucumber and the tomato, there's no more left in the fields. So how could you eat them, even though the pepper is still there? But how could you eat the cucumber? Kvatona demastisin, yeah. The Tanakam of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, bought pligid, it's all in the same achloikis. The Tanakam, so the Tanakam, now Mishnah holds, Kareb Yeshua, the Mekel, he's Mekel. Vahochi, Mishtamor, the Milsa, Mimokim, Shloikolu, Lomokim, Shakolu, Kuloi, Ischayim, Levayer, Avo, Kolu, Mixoson, Oicholach, Mimin, Hakolu. Kareb Yeshua, the Yochla Nafalo Achron. Whereas if you go into a new city, and in this city some vegetables were finished, and some were not, you'll have to eat all of them, Kol Zaman, all three are not finished. Kareb Yehuda, why may he go to Churm and says no? Save Avoloch Afato, Miyoisi Amin, Min Asada, Vrela Timsa Besada, Vyosa Krom Gamliel. Those are Machlaikas on the common of Yehuda, in this case, Gufa, where you have three vegetables pickling in one barrel. And two of them, the cucumbers and tomatoes, there's no more left in the fields, so really it should be Yosser. Tanakama says, no, still it's mutter. Since a mixus of it is mutter teat, you'll add it all three of them. And Yab Yud holds like, no. Yab Yud holds like the mandiyam here, that's Yosser. Like the first mandiyam, as soon as one becomes Yosser, all three become Yosser. I tell you, said the Svara told Machlokes Psukim. Remember, they were telling the Beteres Kanan Pashas Bar Sinai Pligi Bikroy. The Tanya Minasoda Teichel Tzvosa calls Man Shatoichel Minasoda Teichel Minabayis. All right, the kids said the Machlokes is totally in Psukim. It's not totally in Svara. Good. So, kids, you have a Machlokes Noam. If you go to Churma or Lekula by these Perish Shvias, that's also Machlokes now Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Baitem. Ravina Wama Beplug to Dani Tanoi. Ravina wants to say, no, I'll tell you another machlokes now Mishnah, Tanakam and Yehuda is told in another machlokes Tanoim about these Paris of Shrias. That now we learned like this. Oichlin Batumorim Achiyichlo Achlin Shebetsoyer. You're allowed to eat your dates on Shemitah. Kozuman, there's a date left on a tree in Soyer. Why it's Soyer? So Rashi says, Oichlin Batumorim. B'chol Eretz Yehuda, in the whole Eretz Yehuda, Achiyichla Dekel Achlan Shebet Soyer, until the last palm tree in Soyer has no more fruits. She'ir Tamorim, Soyer is a city where they gave off a lot of palms, a lot of dates. O'tzenan l'kamom, o'sun sinam abeiz, that sholosh arotzes lebir. There are three different categories, three different places in Eretz Yisrael, vilchas beer, where you have to get rid of your peiris. Shein b'nei Yehuda oichlin mishakolo b'chol Eretz Yehuda. That in people living in Yehuda, they can't eat Paris once there are no more dates left in any tree in Yehuda. Even though in Golil, in the Galil, there is still fruits, so what? Galil and Yehuda have two different sections. Yehuda is totally in Yehuda. Kozaman, there's no, when as soon as the last palm tree gives off its fruits, nobody can eat the fruits in Yehuda. But in Yehuda you're allowed to eat it. Even if in your town there are no more dates left, is like one city. Kozaman is a palm tree giving off dates in Yehuda. Any place in Yehuda you're allowed to eat your dates. If it doesn't find the dates where you live right now, he'll go to another place to look for the dates. That's what the terrorists told it in. If the Chaya could find these fruits to eat or not. So locker is, in Yehuda, you're allowed to eat dates, Kozaman, the last tree in Soyer, stop giving off his fruits.